Great. Okay, we're in good shape. Anyway, just to refresh our recollection, so we're in the topic of a Ruvi Tchumen. A Ruvi Tchumen is you're allowed to walk 2,000 amot on Shabbos from your residence. If you're in a town, obviously it's from the borders of the town. So the halacha is that let's say you don't want that residence. You want a different residence for Shabbos. So one way is the place that you're located going into Shabbos could be the residence, or you could plant two meals. You plop two meals down, and that becomes your residence for Shabbos. So we're in the middle of discussing how much food and what food. So I'll pick up on the bottom line on Chaf Chedem Teis Chaf Tet on Chaf Chedem Beis, the bottom line. Okay, that's 28B4. Okay, the bottom line. So it says, Amrav Hamnuna, Ma'arvin Betradin Chayin. So Rav Hamnuna says you can make an Eruvit Chumin with raw beets. So Ini, Ba'amrav Chista, Silke Chaya Katil Gabra Chaya. So, but Rav Chista says that raw beets kill like it's a play on words. You know, in other words, Chaya can be raw and Chaya can be like healthy. So, and they mentioned that in the Art Scroll or Alive. So Chista says like raw beets kill like a healthy starking guy. So if it kills you, how can you make an Eruv Tchumen with it? So the Gemara says on the top line of Chaf Tehidim and Aleph 29a, Hahu Babashil Belobashil. Let's talk about if it's half cooked. Half cooked, raw is okay and well cooked is okay, but the half cooked is the dangerous one. So Ika de Amri and the half cooked one you can't make the Eruv Tchumen with. Ika de Amri, others say that the conversation of the base medrash went this way. Amr Rav Hanuna Ein Ma'arvim Mitzrayim and Chayim. Rav Hanuna said not that you could, but you can't do it with raw beets. That raw beets kill somebody. Again, that's talking about the half-cooked one. We see people eat the beets and they don't die. So when it's dangerous, it's a half-cooked one. So either way, if he says you can make the first version, you can make the Eruvit Chumen with it, he's talking about it's really raw. And the second version, he says you can't make it, it means with the half-cooked one, because that's the one that's dangerous. Former lines. Amr Chista Tavshel Shaltrad in Yafid Lei B'Tobli Naim V'Choshkei Zanimi Ayin. Cooked beets are good for the heart, they're good for the eyes, and certainly for the B'nei Me'ayim. It means like, you know, Ashkenazim have borscht. You know, borscht is from the cooked beets. So he says, Amar Abaye V'Hu Diativ Abei Tafe V'Abi Tuchtuch. Provided like it sits on the stove and it makes tuk-tuk. When it boils, it makes tuk-tuk. So it's well cooked, then it's wonderful. If it's not well cooked, if it's half cooked, then you're in Gahak the Tzuris. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I said so far? Everybody good? Everybody good? Okay, I'm moving on. Okay, so we're on Chav Tehidim Aleph, around 10 lines down. So Amar Rava, Harini Kaben Azai B'Shukei Tiberius. So Rava said he was having a fantastic day. He says, like, my mind is clear and sharp, like Ben Azai B'Shukei Tiberius. Ben Azai was a Tana. So Rashi brings down that Ben Azai would say, he says, Kol Chachmei Yisrael L'Panai K'Kli Parashum Chutz Mina Kereach Hazeh. That all the Chachamim are like the garlic peel, except for this Kereach, this bald person. I think he was talking about Rabbi Akiva. But anyway, but Ben Azai was sharp. So Rabbi says, I'm having a fantastic day. He says, Amar Lei, so he says, so, you know, go ahead, let me hear the questions. So Amar Lei, whom you wrote about on the Rava, Tapuchim Bekama. So he said, what's the shear of apples? Well, when I have a Ruvit Chumim with apples, how much that? Now, Tapuach, we in modern Hebrew is an apple. So the Rav brings down, and Rav Shachter brings down in his Sefer, like it's most likely a citrus fruit. That's the way he takes it. Tapuach is not really an apple the way we're used to an apple. Like they talk about chakal tapuchin, it means like citrus fruits, okay? So he says here, how much with that? So Amar Lei, v'chim arvim tapuchim. So Rav said, are you allowed to make an Eruv with tapuchim? Now, it's either that Rav knew that you are allowed to, and he was just testing this Talmud to see how the Talmud would react, or else he was talking about wild apples or wild tapuchim, and then he entered the possibility that they're not good, but they are good. Either way, they are good. Below, aren't they good? We learn the Mishnah. This Mishnah is a Masech Mikvot. It says, Kol Ochlim Itztar from Lipsolat Akvi B'chatzi Pras, that all food like joins together. The Pasal Gvi means a person B'chatzi Pras. Chatzi Pras is half a loaf. We'll see later on in the Masech, it's either three Beitzim or four Beitzim. So it means normally food is not Matame a person. A person doesn't get Tumah from food. But if a person eats a certain amount of Tame food, he's Pasal to eat Trumah. He's a Kohen. He can't eat Trumah anymore. So that's what it means. So it says, Kol Ochlim Itztar from Lipsolat Akvi B'chatzi Pras, that all the Ochlim, if they're Tame, can be mitztarev to the shear of a chatzi pras, that'll apostle the person from eating truma, he's a kohen. And then, uvamazon shtei studut le'erov, all foods to join up for the two meals for an Eruv Tumin, which is our topic. He says, Uchabetza Latame Tumin Ochlin. And they all join for the size of a Beitza to transmit Tumah to other food. So the Gemara thinks that there's a kasha from this Mishnah against Rava, who said that you can't make a Eruv Tumin with apples. By my tiyufta. So, what's the kasha from the Mishnah? He said, that's the Gemara speaking now. Maybe you say, well, it says all ochlin can be mitzaref to be like the for the eruv tchumin, and this is a type of food. The apples are a type of food. So he says, so the fact that the Mishnah says all food doesn't mean necessarily all food. If it says all doesn't mean all food. It could have exceptions. We learned how that in Daf Yomi just 2 days ago in the Daf. Rather, it's because the Mishnah links the last two halachot. It says that the food can join for two sudos by an eruv and kibetz l'tami tumid ochlin. So the Gemara takes it that those two halachot are connected. So if it's a type of food that could be mitztarev to transmit tumas ochlin, so it's also the type of food that could be mitztarev for the two sudos for the eruv. Bani nami b'nei tumui tumid ochlin inu. So the apples. That certainly it calls under the rubric that it's subject to an Oakland. Excuse me, my phone is just ringing. Please excuse me just 1 minute.
Fern?
Yes.
You should just know that there's dancing with Naor Nirit tonight.
All right. Listen,
thank you.
You're okay. I want you to know you're being recorded everything you say, Ruth, but it's really like a Musar Haskell. Okay, now let's see. Let's refer to the Gemara. Anyway, so let's go over again. So Rava was asked, you know, the question was, he says, what's the shear of Tapuchim to make an Eruve Tchumen? And Rava says, are you allowed to make an Eruv Tchumim Tapuchim? And he may have just asked it to sharpen up the Talmud. And so they answer from this Mishnah, and the implication of the Mishnah is, yeah, Tapuchim can be used for a Eruv Tchumim, because anything which is subject to Tumas Ochlim, if it can transmit Tumah, and all food can transmit Tumah, so that it can be Mitztarev to the for the Shear for a Eruv Chatzerot. Okay. So the Gemara goes back.
Why would you think you would not be able to use the apple?
Well, the only reason you might not be able to use the apple would be if it's not edible, you know, or something like that. If that would be the reason you wouldn't be able to use it. It's lakora.
That's why anything that's not edible.
Lakora, you would be able to use it, but that's the way the Gemara is coming out. Okay, so let's see further the Gemara. So we're three lines before it gets wide. Bekama, so what's the shear for apples for make the Eruv Tchumen? So Amar of Nachman, Tapuchim Bekav. You need a kav. The kav is a measure of volume of Tapuchim. So he has, he says here in the art scroll, it's like between 1.5 and 2.6 quarts. We'll say like 2 quarts of apples. Now the Gemara is going to say in Amud Beis, that when it comes to the shear of two sudas, so it's in two forms. Either it means it's enough for two meals, or it's enough like to complement the bread at two meals. So we'll see how this is going to work with the tapuchim. So he says, Meifei, so in this way, it's a kasha this is a braisa, right? A braisa. So the braisa says, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Uchla Taplin. So he says, now this is talking about Maser Ani. Maser Ani, you take a tithe, you know, the third and sixth year of the cycle, and you give it to Aniyim. So it's the Aniyim, they all show up at your place and they want some food. So it's like, you know, it's like the Havdil, like the Shul, like the people show up, they want money. So all the Aniyim are showing up, they want a piece of the Maser Ani. So there's a minimum shear you have to give to the Ani. So it says, Uchla Tavlin. You have to give an Uchla of Tavlin. So an Uchla is an eighth of a log, and Tavlin is spices. For Litra Yerek, and the litra of yerek, so a litra is one log, 6 eggs of vegetables, ba'asara egozim, and 10 nuts, ba'chamisha afarskim. The key to remember is the afarskim. Afarskim, they could be quinces, here they translate, I think, peaches, but that's the one we want to focus on, like 5 peaches. It means if that's what you got, so you give each ani 5 peaches. He says here, Ushne Rimonim, two pomegranates, Etrog Echad, one Etrog. Okay, so that's the end of the Braisa. So on the first wide line, Amar Gursak Bar Dari, Mishmei de Rabanashia Bar Shaguvli, Mishmei de Rav, he says, Vachain La Eruv, that the same halacha that pertained by these items will apply to an Eruv, will apply to an Eruv. He says, Vahani Nami Levei Kia Farskin. So we think it means like whatever those shiurim are, those shiurim that you give to the Ani are the same shiurim you'll use for Eruv Tchumin. So if that's the case, so here it's saying you give five of farsakim. So what the Gemara says, like five peaches. So the Gemara says, why should it be five of farsakim or enough eruv tchumin? But when it came to tapuchim, you said that I needed, I think, what do we say, two kav? What do we say? So we one kav. We needed one kav. So why do we need one kav tapuchim but only five of farsakim? Now, this sort of also corroborates a little bit that the tapuach is a citrus fruit, right? Because a farsakim sounds like more in the citrus variety and the tapuach also. All right, that's the kasha. So the Gemara answers, Hani chashivi v'hani lo chashivi. So the Gemara says that the farsakim are chashuv. It means the farsakim, again, if I eat, it might be I'm eating it for the meal, or it might be that it's accompanying the meal. So if it accompanies bread, it's like a liftan, it's like you use the condiment. Or if I'm having it for dessert, that also accompanies the meal. So the farsakim are very chashuv. They accompany the meal. I use them for dessert. So therefore, there's only five of farsakim are necessary. The tapuchim, whatever they may be, are not so chashuv. So that I need like a whole meal's worth of tapuchim. That's what the Gemara is answering. Let me do another 10 lines, then we'll pause, okay? So Amar of Yosef, Sharli Mari La Ramanashi Bar Shaguvli. So Rav Yosef said, like the Ribbono Shalom should give Ramanashi Bar Shaguvli. Now remember, Ramanashi Bar Shaguvli, he's the one who quoted Rav as saying V'chein La'erov. So he says, Ana Amritin Hele Amanitin, Hu Amra Abraita. In other words, I, Rav Yosef, I taught him that din V'chein La'erov, and I taught him that Rav said V'chein La'erov in reference to a Mishnah, not the Braisa. So this Ramanashi Bar Shaguvli, he misapplied that which I taught him in the name of Rav. Rav said V'chein La'erov, the thing is true B'nei'erov, but he wasn't talking about that Braisa. He was talking about a Mishnah, this Mishnah. He said Tadan, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Peah. So again, it's talking about the same thing with the Maaser Ani, but different items are mentioned. We'll see the chiluk between the two, okay? So he says, He says, Didan, Ein pochtin la'ani begorin mechatzi kav chitin. We don't give the ani less than half a kav of chitin. We bekav sorin, one kav sorin. Remeir omer, chatzi kav sorin. Okay, bekav achetzi kusmin, a kav and a half of spelt. Bekav grogrot. A kav of grogrot is the dried figs. A kav of grogrot. He says, omana devela. Or amana of devela is like the pressed fig. Rabbi Kiva omer, pras. Rabbi Kiva says it's not a mana devela, but half a mana of devela. Pras means half. He says v'chatzi log yayin, half a log of wine. Rabbi Kiva omer reviat. Rabbi Kiva says reviat of wine, reviat log, reviat shemen. Rabbi Kiva omer shminin, an eighth of a log for oil. Ushar kol haperot, and concerning all other fruits, amar Abba Shaul k'neshim kareim v'yikach b'hen mazon shtei su'udot, enough that you would sell them and be able to purchase two meals with it. He says, and concerning that Mishnah, Amar Rav, Achein La'eruv. So Rav said the same thing by an Eruv. All right, now we have to clarify. Now, Umay Umay Dahai Mehach. So why is it that Rav Yosef was so medayik that Rav said, Achein La'eruv on the Mishnah, not on the Braisa? Yilem Yishum Katani Behach Tavlin, Tavla B'nei Achilininu. Maybe you'll say like this. In the Braisa, we mentioned Tavlin, spices are one of the things you give the Aniyim. But spices are not like a food. In other words, spices, I can't have a meal. So maybe he objected to saying v'chein la'eruv in reference to those spices or whatever. He says, atu hacha milo katani chitin u'sorin v'la b'nei achila ninu. But in this Mishnah, we also learn chitim u'sorin, and they're not b'nei achila. I don't eat, like for a meal, chitim and sorim. So the point being that when Rav said v'chein la'eruv, he wasn't talking about every item that's mentioned either in the Mishnah or the Braisa. He just meant those things that are edible, you know, that I would have as a meal. He says, Ella, so why was he upset about V'chein La'erov? Ella Mishum Dekhtani Chatzi Log Yayin. He says, rather, because the Mishnah mentions Chatzi Log Yayin, a half a log of wine, which is to say two reviyot, two reviyot of wine. He says, but Amarav, ma'arvin mishtei reviyot shel yayin. So and Rav says elsewhere, Rav stated halacha that a person would make an eruv, and it was a ruvit chumin with two reviyot of wine. Reviyot says reviyot halog, it's the amount you have for kiddush. So he says, mitba'inan kuli hai, since you need so much, the Gemara takes it like that's chashav, like two reviyot, I would think maybe one reviyot is enough. He says, shmamina, ki amara b'chein le'eruv ha-manitin ka'amar shmamina. So since Rav, in other words, Rav Yosef wanted to emphasize that Rav had stated this halacha of chen le'eruv on the Mishnah, because in the Mishnah he says that the shear for to give to what ani is half a log of wine, and he wanted to emphasize that that's the shear that Rav held by a ruvit chumin, half a revius, which is really saying half a log, which is saying two quarter logs, and that's a big shear. But that's what he wanted to emphasize. All right, let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll go on and we'll take some questions. Okay, so. So we were trying to figure out what the shear is for the apples, and we said it's a kav of apples. And then we mentioned about this brisa that says that you only need five afarsikim. So we said that that those were chashav and this wasn't chashav. Then Rav Yosef said, Rav never said concerning the brisa of v'chein umar Rav. He says v'chein le'eruv. He said it concerning the Mishnah, and the reason he wanted to emphasize he said it concerning the Mishnah because we mentioned the shear of wine, and that was like had a bit of a chiddush that you need so much wine to make an eruv tchumin. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything so far?
I missed the difference between the Mishnah and the Braisa. Why was Rav Yosef so upset?
Okay, again, so both the Mishnah and the Braisa are listing different shiurim from Maaser Ani. They list different foods. So Rabbi Yosef said that Rav said v'chein la'eruv by one of them, and Rav Menashe bar Shaguvli, he applied it to the Braisa. Rabbi Yosef said no, he applied it to the Mishnah. So the Gemara said, why was he so concerned that said that Rav's applied it to the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah says that the shear of wine that you give to the Ani is half a log of wine. That's what you give to the Ani. He shows up at your doorstep, you have the monster Ani, and you have wine, you give half a log of wine. So concerning that, Rav said v'chein la'eruv, that for an eruv, I need half a log of wine, which is saying two reviyas of wine. And that's like a chiddush. I wouldn't think I need so much wine, but he wanted to emphasize that that's what Rav said by the wine. The wine is not mentioned in the Brais. The wine is mentioned in the Mishnah. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, everybody so, good? What's up, Malcolm?
I didn't understand what you said about Tuma with the apples. Didn't you say something about Tuma?
Yeah, earlier, there was a while ago, I said that we said in 10 lines above where it got wide, we quoted a Mishnah. This Mishnah was from a second mikvah. So the Mishnah said that all ochlin is mitztaref to pasul gvi b'chatzi pras. All food is mitztaref, that if a person would eat it, chatzi pras, which is either three or four eggs, he can't eat trum anymore if he eats the tamei food. That's one halacha. The second halacha is it's misave for two mesudas for an eruv, and the third halacha, food is mitzarev to the shear of kibetza to transmit tuma. Those are the three halacha we learned. So the Gemara said the last two halacha were connected.
But I thought only. Didn't you say also that most food does not transmit tuma?
No, that's not what I said.
Oh, okay.
No.
I said
normally food does not transmit tuma to a human. Because if I touch the food, I don't become tamei.
But
food can possess tuma, and food can transmit tuma. So if the food is a shear of a kibetza, it can transmit tuma to other things.
But if the person
eats a half a pras of tamei food, he can't eat truma. Then he has a certain level of tuma that he can't eat truma. All right.
Until he goes to the mikvah and does everything he needs to do.
That would be what he needs to do. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
We're on the 15th line down on Chavtet Amud Aleph. Everybody with me? Okay. All right. Now, Amar. Now, earlier, the Gemara's Amar, we had a quote of Amazon Shtei Sudot La'eruv. So the same Mishnah that Malka was just asking about, which is 10 lines above where it gets widened, the small Gimel, the Mishnah said that food is mitzarei for two sudot for an eruv. Sarav Yosef Lamemar, the Ika Sudab Mehai, Usud Mehai. So, in other words, different types of food can be mitztaref, can combine for the shear of two sudos for the Erev Tumen. So, So Rabbi Yosef thought different types of food could combine means I have food A and food B. So in other words, I have enough for one meal from food A, enough for one meal from food B. That's mitzaref. He says, Amale Rabba, Afilu Mechsel Shishu Raviya. So Rabbi said, no, it doesn't have to be one from food A, one from food B. It can even be three or four different types of food. They're all mitzaref for the shear of two sudot. Okay, Gufa, earlier we quoted, Amar Rav, Ma'arvin, B'shtei Raviyot Shel Yayin. So Rav, we had this halakha earlier, that Rav says that I can make an Eruvit Chumen with two Raviyot of wine. And it was a Raviyas, like we, that's the amount we have for Kiddush. So it's somewhere between 3.3 fluid ounces and the most chamor would be over five fluid ounces. But somewhere, I'm going to take a number in between and say four fluid ounces. So let's say, just for discussion purposes, doesn't mean the halakha. Let's say it's four fluid ounces. So he says, so Amarav Ma'arvin Mishtei Raviyot Shel Yayin. So I need two Raviyot of wine, would mean like eight fluid ounces. Do I really need so much wine to make a Ruvei Tchumin? He says, Vahatani, we learned the Brayse. So Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Yayin Kedei Le'echol Bo. Rav Shimon Elazar says, Yayin Kedei Le'echol Bo. When it says Bo, it means that the wine will accompany the meal, enough to dip. So I'll be eating a meal, I'll have bread. I want to dip my bread in wine, that they would use it as a dip. So I just need enough wine to dip my bread in it. It was for the meal. It was, I need two meals worth of dipping wine. He says here, chometz kedei l'tabelbo. I need vinegar enough to dip in the vinegar, whatever they would use for the vinegar. Zeitim u'betzalim, olives and onions kedei l'echol behen shtei sudot, enough to accompany the meals. So here you're telling me I need two raviyot of wine, two quarter loaves of wine. But it doesn't sound like I need so much because the braisa seems to say I just need enough like to dip a little bit. I need to dip here, dip there, and I'm good to go. So the Gemara says, Hata b'chamra mabashla. Over there, when we talk about dipping, we're talking about cooked wine. So today we have yayin mevushal. So the yayin mevushal takes the same taste. You can't tell the difference between yayin mevushal and yayin she'ena mevushal. We, for halakhic purposes, do yayin mevushal because if a goy touches it, so it doesn't pass on the wine. So sometimes people prefer to have yayin mevushal. But Bisman Chazal, yayin mevushal tasted a lot different than the regular wine. So yayin mevushal was used for the dipping. That I only need a little bit of wine for the Eruv Tchumen. But if I'm having wine, drinking wine, then I need a larger shear for it. It says, Amamar, chomets kedei l'kapelbo. So he said, chomets, vinegar, enough to dip. So he says, Amar Rav Gidol Amarav, kedei l'kapelbo mazon shtei sudot shel yerek. So Rav says it means if I'm having two meals of vegetables, the whole meal consists of vegetables, and I dip my vegetables, like we have like salad dressing today, they would dip it in vinegar. So in other words, so I'm having two meals of vegetables, that's how much vinegar I require. So if I have that much vinegar for two meals worth of dipping, so that would be enough for the Eruv Tchumin. Ikad Amri, others say, Amar Rav Gidol Amarav, Yerek Haneh Echal B'Shtei Sudot. Some say, no, it doesn't mean two meals filled with vegetables, two meals just of vegetables. It means I had two regular meals, and in the course of the meal, I had some vegetables, and those vegetables I would dip. That's how much chometz I need, lesser shear. He says, Amar, so we said earlier, Zeitim B'Tzalim, Kidakol Monzol B'Shtei Sudot. Olives and onions, enough to like accompany two different meals, that would be enough. Either the onions or the olives. He says, "Ubitzalim ma'arvin, are you allowed to make an eruv tchumin with onions?" He says, "Vahatani, we learned the brisa. I'm Rav Shimon Elazar." It's interesting how much Rav Shimon Elazar keeps showing up in these halakhot. In certain sugyas, you see like one chacham shows up a lot. So I don't know if they had expertise in it or whatever, but here Rav Shimon Elazar shows up a lot here. So I'm Rav Shimon Elazar. Pamachat Shabbat Rav Meir ba'Ardiska. Once Rav Meir was spending Shabbos in this place, Ardiska, he says, Uvada Machalafanav, and one person presented himself to Rav Meir, Amarlo Rebbe, Ravti, Bibitzalim, Lativin. He says, I'm not from this town. I'm not from Ardiska. So I'm from another town, but I'm like outside my Erev now, but I planted an Eruv Tchumen, said I'd be able to travel here, but I really want to go to Tivin today on Shabbos, which is another town. And I made my Eruv Tchumen from onions. So he says, "V'hishivu Rameir ba'arav moshlo." So Rameir said, "You can't leave your dalet amot." In other words, I don't hold that it's an eruv tchumin. Mail, you're outside your eruv. You're outside the eruv. The Gemara is going to say you can't leave your dalet amot. So he didn't let him leave the dalet amot. So it sounds like I can't make an eruv tchumin with betzalim with onions. So the Gemara says, "Lo kasha." There's no contradiction. We said that that we had the statement from Rav that you could make the We had the statement in the Braisa before that Zeitim and Betzalim, you can make Mazon Shtei Sudot, you could make it with it. Now we have the statement you can't make it. So Lakasha, Haba'alim Habi'imahot. So between the leaves on the onion and the bulb of the onion itself. So the fellow made the Eruv Tchumin with the leaves. That's a kiss of death that you can't do. But if you make the Eruv with the bulb, that you could do. He says, the Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Kal Batzel, Vishkimu made, if a person ate an onion and got up the next morning and keeled over, in Omri Mima made. We don't say, well, what did he die from? Meaning, it means like that the onion leaves are poisonous, that like they'll do you in. He says, Va'amar Shmuel, Oshanu el Ba'alim. So Shmuel says, as long as I'm with the onion leaves. The bulb of the onion is fine. Uva'alin nami lo amran. We'll hear, Michael, we're going to hear a comment from you on onion leaves in a minute. Uva'alin nami lo amran. And by the onion leaves, we only said it was dangerous. Ella, turn page, top line on Chaf Tedam Beis. Ella, delo ivsil zirta. They didn't grow to the size of a zeret. A zeret is, look at my fingers, between my thumb and my pinky. That's a zeret. So the leaf didn't grow as large as a zeret. He says, Aval ivsil zirta late lambav. It grew the big leaf. No, we don't worry about it. Amra papa lo amran. Somebody has their mic open. Who's got it? Ruth, I think you're the culprit. You got to mute yourself.
I am. I confess.
Yeah, please mute yourself, okay? So he says, Amara papalo amran ed lo ishti shechra. That's only if he didn't drink beer. He says, Aval ishti shechra late lanba. So my comment is, the Gemara says that Rapapa was a Sudani. He was a brewer. That was his line of work. So it's interesting that he's the one that says if he didn't drink the beer. If he drinks the beer, he's nothing to worry about. All right, let me do five more lines and we'll come back. So Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Lo Yuchal Adam Batzel, a person should not eat an onion because of the poison that's in it. And they said, according to the article, the Rabbeinu Hananel says it's like the capsule with the seeds. He says, Umasim Reb Chanina, Sha'achal Chatsi Batzel, V'chatsi Nachash. This is Reb Chanina, he ate half an onion and half of this Nachash. Nachash means like, it's like the poison. It's got the poison like the Nachash has the poison. V'chatsi Nachash Shabo, V'chalav and Atalamot, he was ill and he was heading downhill. His colleagues were impaled from him, and he lived because they needed him for Klal Yisrael. They needed him. So they quote here in the art scroll from the Hagos Yavetz, he says that if he wasn't important, wouldn't they have prayed for him? So he says that he put himself in danger by eating the onions. He deserved to die, but the Jewish people need him, so they interceded for him. Let me just do a little piece from the Aladaf, and then we'll pause for a second. So in the Aladaf, he says like this, the Marsha mentions that is usually, now we assume this is Reb Chanina ben Dosa. So it just says Reb Chanina, but Reb Chanina ben Dosa is mentioned in Shas, and he does all these miracles, and he's mispalo for people, and they're cured from their illnesses. So remember, Rabbi Gamliel's sons had a fever, and he prayed for them, and they wrote down the time, and then Rabbi Gamliel said, "Yeah, just," or was it Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? One of them, or Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he says, so he prayed for them, and it worked out just at that moment that he had prayed that's when the fever broke. And he says, Ilu hitiach ben Zakkai, kulim kulo, had I davened the whole day, it wouldn't have worked. And he just does and prays. So is he greater than me? And so I think, I don't know, his wife or somebody said, he's no ever lifnei amelech, and you're like a sar lifnei amelech. But Chanina is like the servant. In other words, like who sees President Trump more often? The guy who vacuums the carpet or the Secretary of State? So the guy who vacuums the carpet, he sees the president every day. He comes in, he goes to the office, he's vacuuming. That's the Evid. And the Tsar, like the ministers, like the cabinet ministers, they might see him once a week, once a month. So he says that's why you go with him. So anyway, the Marsha says it's usually Reb Chanina ben Dosa who's featured as one of those whose prayers are accepted throughout Shas, the Gemara Brachot. So Reb Chanina was effective in his supplications. So the question is, why didn't he pray for himself? So Reb Chanina was effective in his supplications when he prayed on behalf of others. However, the rule is, a person who's a captive can't let himself out of jail. That's Gemara in Brachot and Daf Hey. In our case, Reb Chanina was ill. It was specifically others who held the key to his recovery. Although he certainly did pray for his own sake, it was his friends' entreaties that were successful listening response from Hashem to heal him. This incident must also be said in contrast to a lesson which our sages teach us, which seems to say exactly the opposite. The Torah relates that when Hagar and Ishmael were banished from the house of Avram, we're going to have an increase of the Torah of Rosh Hashanah in another less than 2 weeks. He says they quickly ran out of food and water to the point where Rabbi Shmuel was on the brink of death. When they called out to the heavens, the verse tells us, "Vayishmael kimel kol anar," that Hashem heard the voice of the lad. Rashi cites the Medrash that says, "From here we see the prayers of a person who are ill are heard before the prayers of others." This then presents us with a problem. Is it the prayers of the sick person that are most effective or the prayers of others on behalf of his behalf that make the difference? So here, on the one hand, we said Rukhina Mendoza had effective prayers. We said Hakamim didn't pray for himself, so he did praise for himself, but Ein Chavash Matiris Von Beis Esrim, like a person who is incarcerated, can't let himself out of jail, so he needed other people's prayers. But from the incident with Yishmael and Hagar, it sounds like the person himself has more effective prayers. So the Chizkuni on the Torah over there explains that normally the person who is ailing is unable to focus and daven for himself. This is the case in Brachot when the prayers of friends make the difference. However, when the Gemara says Ein Chavash Matiris Von Beis Esrim, the person is sick, he can't focus properly, can't daven properly. However, the person who is ill is able to daven for himself. These prayers are the most potent. That's one answer. He says, others want to suggest that our Gemara tells us that the reason the prayers of the friends were so important was that Hashat Srichlo, the hour was such that Ruchanina was indispensable to the generation. Under the normal conditions, the prayers of the sick person are most penetrating. However, in this case, the prayers had an added incentive to pray for him because they needed him. This added element caused their davening to be more intense, and this is what saved his life. All right, so we have different Hesberim with this. Okay, let me just summarize. We'll take some questions. So the basic idea we learned was... All right, so first we said that you need two revias of wine for a Ruvitz Chumin, then we said enough wine just to dip the bread in. That's for the cooked wine, but if it's not cooked wine, then I need enough of the two reviot. Then we said chometz, I need enough for dipping for two meals. Either it's dipping two meals where the meals are totally vegetable, or it's dipping for two meals in which vegetables are like served along with it. Then we said that olives and onions, enough to be had during two meals. So the Gemara says, can I make an Eruv Tumah with onions? So the onions are like dangerous, the kiss of death. So the Gemara says they're only the kiss of death from the leaves, the onions, but not from the bulb of the onion. Even leaves, if they grow large enough, it's not a problem. Or if you have shechar, beer with it, it's not a problem. And then we had the incident with Reb Chanina. Okay, who's got questions, comments to us, anything we did so far? Michael, you want to comment on onion leaves? Anything to say about onion leaves?
I sent you a picture. Steinsaltz has the stalk of the onion looks like a snake, but there's no scientific evidence that the onion itself is poisonous.
Oh, all right. I don't know. All right. Let me see further. Let's take a look. All right. We're on Chaf Tenement Bay. Is everybody with me? Okay. We're on the eighth line. So I'm going on. So with two dots. So Amar B'Zeirah Mar Shmuel Shechar Mar Arvin Bo. So Shmuel says a person can make a Ruvitz Chumin with Shechar. Shechar is beer. He says Uposel at a mikvah b'shlosha lugim, and beer pasul mikvah three lugim means if I don't have 40 sa'a yet in the mikvah, so if I add three lugim of mayim shuvim, so I pasul the mikvah. In other words, I'm trying to get mekis shamim. I want rainwater for the mikvah. I need a minimum shear of 40 sa'a. So I think what we said 40 sa'a is 3 amot by 1 amma by 1 amma, right? 3 by 1 by 1. So if I'm collecting the rainwater, then I add 3 lugim of mayim shuvim of non-rainwater. So then everything becomes pasul. So he says here that same thing with Sheikha, with the beer. So Matkiv la Rav Kana Pshita, he says that's obvious. Rav Kana says, what's the difference between beer and Meitzeva, colored water? Didnan, we learn the Mishnah, Rav Yossi Omer, Meitzeva poslan mikvah b'shlosha lugim. Meitzeva means Meitzeva, the pasul, it means it's also mayim shuvim, but it has color added into it. The color isn't the key here. It's the mayim shuvim, but the fact that it's meitzeva, so it's so you know, a horse by any of the name would be, or what is it, a rose by any other name, you know, would hardly smell as sweet. So it means like it's colored water, but it's still mayim shuvim. So you hit to the sheikhar. What do I take sheikhar? I take water. I brew with the barley, whatever, and then I come up with this concoction. But it's a mela, so I know, so it's mayim shuvim. So what are you telling me? So hatam amri hatam ay sivim ikri. Over there, it's called colored water. Hacha shukra ikri. Here they call it sheikhar. So we think it's called sheikhar. It loses chal shame of mayim shuvim. It's not called mayim. It's called sheikhar. So kamash malan. No, it's still the same thing. All right, everybody good with that? I'm moving on. Okay. Uvakamba Arvin, how much shechar, how much beer do I require to make an Eruvitz Chumin? Samravacha, Brid Rav Yosef, Kamid Rav Yosef, Lomemar, Betrain Rive Shechra. This is a little tricky. Here, Tre Rive Shechra doesn't mean two Rivi'iot. It means, look at Rashi on the fourth wide line, Train Rive Shechra. Trey Lugin, it means two logim, the log rova hakav. It means two quarter kav, not quarter log, two quarter kav, i.e., two lugim. So he thought, I need two lugim, which is a large volume, right? Remember, if a revius log was going to be, let's say, 4 fluid ounces, so a whole log would be like 16 fluid ounces, so two of them would be like 32 fluid ounces. Is that two quarts? 16 fluid ounces is a quart, right? Right? 16 fluid ounces is two cups, right? So two is two.
I think it's a pint, no? 32.
Oh, a pint, right. So 32 must be a quart then, right? 16 fluid ounces must be the pint. 32 fluid ounces a quart. So he thought I need a quart of beer. I thought I need a quart of beer, approximately. So he says, so Savar Rav Acha of Yosef, coming of Yosef, the member betrayed Rive Shichra. Kidnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, and this is the Mishnah from Masechet Shabbat, so it's fresh in minds, hopefully people who did Daf Yomi. Hamotzi Yayin K'nei Mezigat HaKos. If a person, again, we learned when it comes to Hotza'ah, there are different shiurim, what the minimum is for Hotza'ah, the item that you're taking out. Remember, it has to be a Davar Chashuv, and every item has a different Chashivas. So he says here, B'tani Allah, we learned the Braisa concerning that Mishnah, K'nei Mezigat Kos Yafeh, that if you take out wine, it's K'nei Mezigat HaKos, enough wine to make a nice cup of wine, and he says, the Arzal says, an ample cup, my kos yafa, what does that mean? Kos shel bracha. I need enough wine for kos shel bracha, which is the kos that used for kiddush or for benching. The Amar of Nachman, Amar of Ravua, kos shel bracha, sir shehebo rova revi'it. So here, I'm not doing the way Rashi learns here, but they had other mafarshim, and the Arzal quoted, and the Mesiftis took this way as well. Shehebo rova revi'it. And I need a quarter of a quarter log. In other words, I'm going to have undiluted wine. In other words, I need, the end product has to be a revi'it. But for the revi'it, I need a 16th of a log, and I'm going to dilute it. He says, So it'll end up being a revius. Any wine that's not one part wine, three parts water, lav chamrahu. It's not wine. So the wine I need a revius. The katani seifa, I learned the seifa of that brisa. Ushar kolamashkin the revius. I didn't explain right. So the wine I need a 16th of a log. I need a 16th of a log to be chayav for hotza'ah, because that will be converted into a whole revius. I'll take a 16th of it and I'll add three parts water and I'll turn it into revius. But all other beverages, the shear for hotza'ah is a revius. In other words, so wine is a revius of a revius. But a beer, like beer, would be a revius. And he says, v'hashofchin, wastewater, but I'll use the wastewater to make like concrete or to play, clay with it. So also revius. He says, so he figured, this is what Rav Acha was thinking, midahatam al-chad arba, since the ratio between beer and wine is 4 to 1. In other words, the shear for wine to be chayv and hotza'ah is a quarter of a revius, a 16th of a revius. The shear of beer Tikfautza is revius. So the relationship, I need 4 times as much beer as I need wine, right? I need only a 16th of revius of wine to be chayv hotza. I need 4 times that amount, which is a quarter of a revius, a quarter of a log to be chayv hotza for the beer. So he says, hachanami al-chad arba. So he thought over here as well, we learned that to make a ruvi tchumin, I need half a log of wine, 2 reviyot. So he figures if a half a log of wine multiplied by 4, so I get two logim would be for beer. Assuming that it's always 4 times the amount of beer as wine, works by hotza, it should work here as well. That's what he's thinking. So he says, Velohi, it's not true. Hatam hu debatsu mihachi lo chashiv. He says, when it comes to hotza, so less than the 16th of the wine of a log, less than the revius log for the beer is not chashiv. Aval hacha here by the Aruv Tchumin, low. Da avidi inshi, the shadu kasa b'tzafra b'kasa b'panya, b'sam chila bayu. He says, here we need like something which is, which is like enough for 2 meals. So people would drink, a cup of beer in the morning and a cup of beer in the evening, and that's enough beer for them. So I don't need half a log of beer. I just need enough for 2 cups. That's the way it sounds like. Let me just check with the shear when he says this. He says, the drinking the cup, right? Right. So each cup has got a quarter log. So it means it's the same shear as the wine. Okay, let's go over again. So we were discussing what the shear for beer is. So the linchpin is wine. The shear is 2 reviyot of wine. A reviyot of wine. 2 reviyot of wine is enough for the rubitumin. So he thought if wine is 2 reviyot, so beer should be 4 times that amount, which would be half a log. And the Gemara says not true. In other words, over there we're talking about Shabbos by Hotza'ah. So the litmus test is what is chashav, what's important. So then it was 4 times as much as the wine. Here we're talking about what do people drink and eat. So people drink, 2 cups of wine, and people drink for 2 meals, and people drink 2 cups of beer for 2 meals. All right, any questions, comments, anything we did so far? All right, moving on. Now, okay. Everybody, we were on 8 lines above where it gets wide on Chaf Tet Amud Beis. Tamarim Bekama. So how much are the dates? So dates, I can make a Ruvei Tchumen, but how much dates do I need to make a Ruvei Tchumen? So Amar Rav Yosef, Tamarim Bekav. So he says Tamarim are a Kav. Now, if you remember, on Amud Aleph, so Tamarim are dates, but on Amud Aleph, we spoke about the dried figs, the grogrot. So on Amud Aleph, we had the 6 very wide line. So the kav grogrot, 1 kav of grogrot, which the dried figs, would be enough for the Ruvit Chumin. So now the Gemara asks how much of the dates. So the Gemara says the same thing as a kav. We'll see. So we're making sort of like the sushtel between figs and dates. So Amar Rav Yosef, Tamar B'Kav. Amar Rav Yosef, Menaminala. How do I know that I need a kav of dates? He says, Detani, I learned the Braisa. Achal grogrot, if a person ate, now this is a person who ate truma b'shogeg. So he ate truma accidentally. He's non-kohen. So he's got to make up, he's got to give a keren v'chomesh back. So achal grogrot v'shilim tamarim. So he ate the grogrot and he paid it back with dates. So tavo la bracha, like it was lasagna benched. He should be blessed. So that's the end of the braisa. So the Gemara says, hey chidami, what's the case of the braisa? So he's got going dried figs in, dates out. So we're going to find out the equivalence between figs and dates. And figs, we know we need a kav of figs for a Ruvit Chumin. So if I figure out what the equivalent amount of dates is, I'm home free. So the Gemara says he ate grogrot and he paid it back with tamarim. So tamar la bracha. Hechidami, ilayma lefi damim, if the price means based on the value, da achimine bezuza, he ate a zuz worth of figs, v'kamishalim le bezuza, and he pays back with a zuz worth of dates. So he says, my tabo la bracha. So why is he, like, he's so fantastic? Tabo la bracha. Ah, he's a fantastic guy. He deserves a big yasha koach for paying him back that way. Bezuza achal, bezuza kamishalim. He ate a zuz, he's paying back a zuz. So he didn't do, and he's got to eat on a chomish also. But what's the big zak with that? So the Gemara says, El Alav, is it not? We think that the Bryce is talking about Lefimita, that you're paying back based on the volume of food that you ate, i.e., the Achamine Griva de Grogrot. You ate a Griva, whatever the Griva is, it's a measure of volume. You ate a certain amount of figs, the Shavi zuz that are worth 1 zuz. But Kamishalim lay griva de tamarim de shavi arba, and you paid it back with a griva of dates, which are worth 4 times as much. It's worth 4 zuzim. The katani tavola bracha. So the Tana of the Mishnah says tavola bracha. That's fantastic. Tavola bracha. Alma tamarim adife. So we think that dates are superior to the figs. So if dates are superior to the figs, we think if I can get along with a kav of figs, certainly a kav of dates is good, maybe even less than a kav of dates, but certainly not more than a kav of dates. So a kav of dates is enough, we think, to make my Erev. So the Gemara says, Amar li Abaye. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, no, I see the Braisa is, he ate a zuz worth and he paid back a zuz worth. Why tavo la bracha? Why tavo la bracha? Why is Zayin Gebench? Why should he be blessed? The Achamine midi lo kafi tzalei zvina. He ate something, the figs, that people aren't so eager to buy. Like, it's not easy. They're worth a zuz, but not easy to find, like, buyers for them. The Kamishalim midi the kafi tzalei zvina. And then he paid him back with dates where it's people, do jump to buy it. It's harder to get it, but ultimately it's worth a zuz as well. So the Gemara seems to shlug this idea up. So it could be that the figs are a kav, and the and the dates, 1 second. So I might need more than a cob of dates. I can't prove it conclusively that the shear for the dates is a cob. All right, whose question comes to anything we did so far? All right, moving on, let's go in for the kill. All right, now, by the way, you know, there was an interesting article in today's Times, I don't know if you saw it, it was about how they were able to produce date. Now they've done it. Like, remember, I saw years ago they had these date pits from Masada that they planted, but they were male date trees, and they named it Methuselah. So now, then afterwards, they found date pits from another archaeological site in Eretz Israel, and they planted it, and they got female date trees, and they were able to match both of them, and now able to produce dates. And they showed in today's Times, they had an article with people who ate these dates, and they taste different than the dates that we're familiar with. But it sounds very interesting because the dates in Eretz Israel were supposed to be very, very tasty. And I'm kind of curious to see what they taste like myself. But that's what there was an article in today's Times about. I thought it was interesting. All right, let's see.
Yeah, what did you think of how they're going to sell them?
How are they going to do that?
They were planning on selling them as the dates that Jesus ate.
Oh, that doesn't do anything for me. That doesn't do anything for me. All right, let's take a look.
It's a little annoying.
Did you see it in the Science Times, Eric?
No. Today's Monday. Science is Tuesday.
Page 8.
Correct. Today's Times.
Page 8.
All right, let's take a look. All right, let's take it back in the Gemara. All right. Now we're up to Shatita. The third line is Shatita. Shatita is this, it's made of toasted wheat with honey. Shatita, Amar Bacha, Bar Pinchas, Trey Shargushe. I only need 2 spoonfuls of that. I'll do it for the Eruv. Kisane, which are like roasted grains. He says, Amar Baye, Trey Bune de Pumpadita. Bune is some measure of Pumpadita. Amar Baye, Amar Liam. So Baye says, my mom told me, we know what a Baye says, my mom told me, his mother died in childbirth. Yes. Nursemaid, right? Okay. Hani Kisane, he says, like these, the roasted grains. He says, Ma'alu Liba, they're good for the heart. Muvatli Machshavta, and like gets away of like troubling thoughts. Amar Baye, Amar Liam. My mom said to me, Haiman de Itlai Chulshad Liba, a person has a weak heart. Leiti bistra de atmi yamina de dechra. He should take meat of the right thigh of a ram. Leiti kibuya de reita de nisan. And then bring like the dung from the animals in Nisan. He said, what type of dung? He said, dung of cattle dropped in Nisan. Vileka kibuya de reita. If he doesn't have that, leiti sugyani. Leiti sugyani de arvato. He should bring like these willow branches. And the chabave. And then he'll heat it up into coals. In other words, whether he's using the dung as fuel or he's using the willow branches, he'll use it as fuel. Benechol benishte, he'll eat it. So he'll eat that meat. Benishte batrei chamamark, he'll have diluted wine afterwards, and that'll help his situation. All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Okay. We're 4 lines from the bottom, 5 lines from the bottom. I'm Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel. So Rav Yudah says the name Shmuel. Here's the key line, actually. If you get your magic marker, this would be the most important line, really, of the night. So you highlight this. He says, Kol shu liftan kedei lechol bo. If somebody's a liftan is somebody that accompanies bread, so I just need enough. In other words, I don't need enough for 2 meals. I need enough to eat during 2 meals. 2 meals worth that would normally accompany bread during 2 meals. He says, Kol she'eno liftan. If it's not liftan, something doesn't accompany bread. Ki de lechol himenu. I need enough to eat the meals from it. So if it's the other item, then it's how much I would have. That item has to carry me through the meal. It's a larger shear. So basar chai, raw meat. Ki de lechol himenu. So that I need 2 meals with. Apparently, I wouldn't have raw meat with bread. Apparently, something like that. He says basar tzali. If it's roasted meat, Rabba amar ki de lechol bo. Rabbi says that's enough to have the roasted meat with the bread because they would eat the roasted meat apparently with the bread. Rav Yosef Amar, Kedei Lechol Himenu. He said, no, the roasted meat is by itself. Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Amilah. Rabbi Yosef said, how do I know I'm correct? Roasted meat just by itself, that's what had the shear with the two meals. The tani, dahani parsoi, achli tavhaki blonama. These Persians, Persian always comes up in the daf sooner or later. The Persians, they eat like the roasted meat without bread. So the Persians do it, presumably non-Jewish Persians. So I see the roasted meat is eaten without bread. So the Gemara says, Amar le Abaye. So Abaye says, and again, you have the dialogue between Rabbi Yosef and Abaye, and Abaye was his Talmud. So Amar le Abaye, Uparsane hai rubda ama, are the Persians the whole world? Like, why? Who cares what the Persians do? So that's there. Just one group of people. So he says, Bahatanan. We learn in the Mishnah, this should be Bahatanya. The Kshati corrects Bahatanya. We learn the Brisa, Big Day Anim Lanim. In terms of Tuma, if it's something like an ani's clothes, so the shear for Tuma is 3 etzvot by 3 etzvot. Fern, you got it. You're good. You know it. He says, Big day ashirim la ashirim. If it's a wealthy man's clothes, so it's a shear of 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, a larger shear. Turn page on the top line in Lamed Amud Aleph. About big day ashirim laniim, if I take wealthy man's clothes and I give it to the ani, now the ani owns it, so he says, lo. In other words, I don't say now the shear is 3 tefachim. He's an ani. Now the shear is still 3 etzvot. Even though he's got the wealthy man's clothes, it's 3 etzvot. So the point is, everybody has their own shear. So here, just the fact that the Persians are eating the meat that way doesn't mean that it would be the shear for everybody. The chitema hachalachumra hachalachumra. Maybe say like this. Maybe the thrust of that brisa is we're going to go lachumra. So if the poor man has got the wealthy man's clothes, so the shear for tumah is going to be a small shear. That's a chumra. And maybe by the food, we're also going lachumra. If there's somebody in the world that eats it without bread, so the chumra is I need a bigger shear for the eruvei tumah. Maybe that's the klal. The hatani, but we learn in the brisa, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, here we have Rabbi Shimon Elazar. He came up so many times on this daf and today as well. Tani, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Ma'arvin Lechola Ulazakin Kedem Zono. The Brisa says if a person's sick or he's elderly, so the shear for Eruv Tchumen will be based on what that person eats. So there'll be a lesser shear. He says here, Ulara'avtan, if a person's a glutton, he eats a ton of food. He says, Besuda Beinoni, Shal Kol Adam. So here I see that the Brisa is saying, I'm not going to, we're giving a leniency if a person's elderly or sick, he can use lesser food for the Eruv, and the glutton also gets lesser food. So we're viewing the idea that we're always going to do stringently here and there. And the other thing, if we're doing stringently, we'd have higher shirim for all of them. So he said maybe it's going stringently, but here we're doing leniencies there. So the Gemara says kasha indeed. So it's a kasha against Rav Yosef. And kasha means it's a question, but it means that there's usually an answer to it, but I don't know what the answer would be. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? What's up, Fern? What do you got?
When they said raw meat, yeah. Were they talking ben drusai? I mean,
No. Ben drusai is cooked. That's cooked. That's like Billy the Kid, like Rev Blake said.
Yeah, very rare.
Raw meat means raw meat. Eating it raw.
But doesn't it have to be fit for consumption in the Arab?
No. So you can eat raw meat. People can eat raw meat. The Gemara mentions that people ate umtsa, like a piece of raw meat in the morning. They ate raw meat.
So what has to be in this Eruv?
You have to have food for two meals. And we learned that there's...
edible food.
Edible food for two meals, but we learned the shear depends on the type of food. Some foods we view as like a condiment or a dessert. It might mean less food. I don't need enough for the whole meal. And some food has to, you know, be on its own. And
but it has. Do you have to have hamotzi? Do you have to have?
No, we just that's what we've been talking about. It doesn't have to be bread. We could be other types of food as well.
But if it would be a regular meal,
so what do they do here in Great Britain?
In other words, how does it relate to what you would eat in your home? On a Shabbos.
Well, in other words, if you're having bread, there would be one shear of bread. If you want to plant meat, it'd be a different shear. If you're planting fruit, it would be a different shear. In other words, each type of item, you have to figure what item you're leaving for the Arab.
I understand that, yeah. But does it have to be a meal equivalent, or should it have the character of a meal you would have at home?
I don't think it would be the same as the meal you would have at home. It has to be like
portable.
The Gemara is going to talk about. I think the Gemara is going to say a meal is chatzi pras, right? A meal is like half a loaf of bread. So two meals would be like one loaf of bread. You know what I mean? So I don't know if you would eat a loaf of bread at home, but that would be the way we.
You don't even have to eat it. Someone else could eat it. You don't have
right. But that would be.
It's like an eruv tafshilin.
I'm saying it doesn't mean like that. Doesn't mean.
Well, you have to use your eruv tafshilin.
No. Well, let's
we all forget.
Wait. This is really good. Oh. Okay. Let's not all talk at once. Okay. So again, it doesn't mean that it's going to be like I come home from shul, you know, say I have a meal. It doesn't mean that that's the same meal I'm going to leave for my Eruv Tchumen. In other words, Eruv Tchumen, I'm leaving it like out in the field somewhere. It doesn't mean I have cholent and everything else there and it's all wrapped up over a picnic. It just means a shear that would be eaten at two meals. That's what it means. Now, what did you want to say, Malcolm? Did you want to say something?
Yeah, I asked, what are they doing Great Neck? Like, what are they putting the...
Again, we're talking about Eruvei Tchumen. There's three Eruvin. There's Eruvei Tavshilin, Eruvei Chatzerot, and Eruvei Tchumen. So Eruvei Tavshilin you make on your own, so that then you're on your own.
Right. And then
the
Tchum is what?
But Tchum is the same as... Tchum is something you probably have never done. Or it's, in other words, if I want to extend my Tchum Shabbos, I plant food so I'm able to walk a further distance. I plant the food and I make that my residence. And then Eruvei Chatzerot, they use typically a matzah they use for Eruvei Chatzerot. All right. I think that's going to be it for tonight, unless any other more questions. All right. I think we're good. Yeshkoch, let me end the recording. All right.